about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, great day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Tuesday. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We got a full show today. We got a live remote going on at Paul Jones Drugs, newly renovated down there downtown. Sean Wilson will be with us here in about 8 or 10 minutes somewhere. Lacey will be in here, or will be on the line with me anyway. She'll be on the show right after Sean, and so we got it going on. But local weather is 79 degrees. The Nathan Brewer dew point is 46. The winds are out of the south southeast at 10 miles an hour, and wind gusts are up to 14 miles an hour. So, and we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast later in the show. But meanwhile, we got some stuff on. Let me give you the corn and soybean update because I got some interesting facts for you. We're reflecting nearly ideal conditions for both corn and soybean harvests are running well ahead of their five-year average. The USDA reported Monday in its weekly crop progress report, wheat planting is running at a normal pace for the third week in a row. Corn and soybean conditions remain unchanged, reflecting the crop's maturity in many areas. As of Sunday, October 3rd, the USDA pegged 88% of the crop as mature versus 77% for the five-year average. So we're well ahead of schedule on that deal. On Monday, the U.S. corn condition ratings were marked at 59% good and excellent. And it's been the same as the past 2 weeks, they said. The USDA said that the corn harvest is at 29% complete versus a 22% five-year average. Soybeans, as of the October the 3rd, the USDA rated the nation's soybean crop as 86%, dropping their leaves versus the 80% five-year average. So they're ahead of the schedule, too. The crop is rated at 58% is good or excellent, the same as the past 2 weeks. However, the excellent portion of the condition shifted up by 1 percentage point to 12% compared to 11% last week. The USDA pegged the U.S. soybean harvest at 34% versus 26% five-year average. On its October 4th report yesterday afternoon, they rated the U.S. winter wheat crop is 47% planted versus 46% on the five-year average. And that's awesome because driving around yesterday, there's a lot of wheat up and there's guys getting after it before we lose this top moisture from that awesome rain we had last Saturday morning, Friday night. So it's going. Well, I got a little fun fact. You know how I like numbers, and the beef and pork export value to the U.S. corn crop, it adds 41 cents per bushel to the value of corn, with 530.5 million bushels are used for beef and pork that are exported. That's corn. And on the soybeans, 11.5% of the average annual price is at $3.52 per bushel, with $5.8 billion in soybean use last year. That was the total value. And this is just, that's the value of corn and soybean in export for meat, for pork and beef only. So corn and soybeans are a great asset to us. And also, today is Hay Day Tuesday, as you know it. And I'm going to wait till the last segment when I give my cattle updates from the Elk City Livestock Auction and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. I'm going to wait till then to update that, and because we got a full show going on here today. There is a lot going on around here in Sayre tomorrow. They got a lot going on over there for lunch. One of the deals is going on is J&J Barbecue and Catering Wagon. We're going to be pulling off a short notice benefit for their brother, Jason York. He's fighting cancer. So they're planning on setting up at the Sayre City Park tomorrow at 11 a.m. That's October 6th. That's mañana. They're going to be selling plates of smoked brisket or smoked sausage or both, mustard potato salad, and smoked baked beans. Every bit of the money that they raise tomorrow selling the food plates is going to go to Jason for medical expenses, motel stays, gas, etc. So everybody come out to the Sayre City Park tomorrow, October 6th, Wednesday, and support Jason in his journey to fight this cancer. So you guys, when you come into town tomorrow, just stop in the city park and buy a plate full of food. And donate any extra money you want to help Jason fight cancer. It's no joke. So anyway, help out them as much as you can tomorrow at the Sayre City Park. When I come back after our commercials and our remote going on with Sean Wilson at Paul Jones Drugs, Miss Lacey Swope, she's missed 2 weeks in a row, so she ain't going to miss out tomorrow. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Broadcasting live.
3, 2, 1, action!
Thanks again, Cowboy Country, for making 96.5 KECO your choice. Nick and Julie Lingus are here. It is officially a party. Again, I told Micah that I would give a menu of what I ate, just so she knows I'm a team player. I ate a diet cookie. And actually, I ate one of those real nice hamburgers, loaded, by the way. And some baked chips. Those looked like they were good for me, too. But nonetheless, what's good for you is everything here at Paul Jones Drug, including the service, the product, the people. That's what sets this place apart. Now they've got a great drive-through for you, two lanes to serve you. They still have free delivery in the Elk City area if you're needing it. Chris Waters has made more trips for this food than the law allows. Chef out there really making it happen. They still got a lot of hot dogs. They've got a lot of hamburgers here. Come on down and get yourself some. But more importantly, really think about who your pharmacy is, because you do have a choice. And I'm telling you straight up, right here in Elk City, you're going to be taxed to find a better choice than Paul Jones Drug. It's care you can trust. That's more than a motto. That's the real deal. And I tell you, the reason I know that is because from experience, my wife, my family, and I have used Paul Jones Drug for several years, but even back before I was eating diet cookies. But again, you need to come on down. Get yourself some free food. Check out the brand new facility here. Telling you straight up, folks. And right now, the other thing I love about Paul Jones is not just the mainstream brand, but they have some generic brands that are available. They understand that everybody's budget is different, but I promise you, if it's in their store, they'll stand behind it. They understand what it means to trust the pharmaceuticals, either over-the-counter or through your prescription. So again, come on down and see Paul Jones Drug, brand new facility, 809 North Main Street here in Elk City since 1901. Get yourself registered for that 50-inch flat-screen TV and that $120 gift certificate. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO. You're listening to Today in Ag with Mr. Cousin Yimmy.
Hey, thank you. Hey, we'll see you here in a little bit.
You got it, brother.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. We are going to get Lacey on the line, but I got a little brief information for you guys that everybody's been wondering about for quite a while. And I found a deal in the Tulsa World yesterday that Congressman Mullen took political exaggeration into misinformation with a recent letter blasting Joe Biden's infrastructure plan. So basically, on that deal where he's stating what's going to be $6,500 per dairy cow and $2,600 per head of cattle and $500 per head of hog, it's fake news. That's not in the proposal. Negotiations included a possible methane tax of the oil and gas industry for pollution going above specific intensity thresholds. So I'm just letting you guys know that is fake news, and forget about it and move on. Not surprised something like that might not come up. But anyway, I've been having Lacey Swope withdrawals. She's there. Dude, I have. It's been 2 weeks.
I'm glad to be back with the living, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. That stomach flu ain't no joke, is it?
No. Yeah. Get ridden.
I'm so glad you better did. How did Tyler and Brooklyn, how'd they do?
Brooklyn, I think she's officially over it now. I'm not sure that Tyler ever got it, so I was definitely patient zero.
Oh, yeah, and you looking at social media, you had plenty of doctor help.
Oh, my gosh, I did. Brooklyn loves being a doctor, and so she had a patient finally, and she would not leave me alone. I couldn't get out of her sight. I had stickers all over me. I had my blood pressure, my heart checked, monitored. She was on top of things.
Did she wear sunglasses?
Most of the time, and yes, she did. She thinks that's also part of it.
I bet that was so cute. But yeah, seriously, I've had Lacey Swope withdrawals. And hey, so did you have withdrawals yesterday during the blackout?
It was so nice.
It was, wasn't it?
I thought it was amazing because there was just no pressure. I wasn't missing anything. I wasn't missing out on anything. I didn't have people I needed to respond to. I can get used to that.
Well, I got.
What about you?
Oh, it was actually kind of nice, and you know we're kind of addicted to that, and it's okay, but really I think it's bad in a way. But that little deal on 60 Minutes on Sunday night just blew the roof open on a bunch of stuff. But we all already knew it, but she had the paperwork to back it. So, but that was pretty cool. You have started a bunch of crap on Facebook over this kitty cat.
Oh, what I do now.
That little kitty cat. So I'm going to give you live on there. I'm going to give you my opinion where you posted the three pictures and asked if they were the same.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3. 1 and 3 are the same, and 2 is different.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
Okay. I don't know. I do not know. I left that up for interpretation because I don't know.
Oh, well, here's the deal I've seen because I'm a mountain lion expert because we have them all the time out here.
Okay.
You know. But 1 and 3 are the same because it's the same tree.
Same camera.
Yeah. But that cat is hurting. It's either got worms or it hadn't ate in a while. It's skinny. But that second one, that it's been eating well. So that's the way I judge that.
Well, for anyone that hasn't seen the pictures, which I'm sure most haven't, we had viewers send in pictures from southeast Oklahoma, from the Honubby and Bethel area, southeast Oklahoma, north of Grandland, or north of Broken Bow Lake, of mountain lions. A couple different pictures, and then another viewer said, well, in that same area, about 10 miles away, I also had a mountain lion picture around that same time period. And so that was my question. Is it all the same one that was just traveling through, or is it multiple? There are two of them for sure that look very different in the pictures, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's two different ones because that one, that first one you posted a few days ago, it hadn't ate in a while, or it's got worms. Something's going on. Maybe the army worms are in it. Who knows?
Oh, gosh. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he's eating up the army worms. There you go.
I seen some signs of army worms yesterday down there in Kiowa County, or they're getting ready to be laid. I seen the, everybody thinks those little yellow and white butterflies are butterflies, but they're not. They're moss. And they was working that alfalfa field off over that I seen. So, did you go on a vacation in Colorado, or were you hunting?
I'm telling you, when you vacation in September in Colorado and you don't hunt, it's torture. I've done it twice now. And no tag, no nothing. I take the baby and we just hike and explore and get her outside. There's no way to go hiking and actually do a muley hunt or, you know, an elk hunt with her. So we just get her out there. I'm exposing her. And then I get to be in the mountains and watch other hunters. We did have, at one of the campsites, had a guy pull up to us. He had a bear tag. I was pretty jealous. I did get to see the aspen for the very first time at their peak, and that was something to see.
Oh, that's beautiful up there in Colorado or even in New Mexico when the leaves are turning. Oh, it don't get much prettier.
Right.
And then,
except those fields out in western Oklahoma. Hey, the Milo turns real pretty this time of year. It's a close second to the aspen.
Oh yeah, it's a turn into the you're right. No, Milo's beautiful, and it really is. You need to bring Brooklyn out to Weatherford, right there east of Weatherford, along I-40 to the P-Bar Ranch, they call it, where they got those maze. Yeah, the maze. Wow. Yeah, you need to bring her out there.
Corn maze.
Yeah, corn maze. And the beef board is supporting that this year, and you walk through these mazes and they got these little signs up and it asks you a question, so you got to go down a maze to find the answer. It's pretty cool. And
that's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they said last year they had 60,000 kids go through that.
No way. That's incredible.
Yeah, you need to bring her out.
I would love to take her out there. She would love it.
Yeah, because that's really not that far from you. Hour drive, maybe at the most. Well, what's this excuse because you had Brooklyn that you didn't hunt? How come Brooklyn can't hunt?
Listen, I've done that. That child, I used to be able to keep her in a pack, so she would be on my back, you know, or on my front. And that is no longer the case because Brookie do it. That's what she says. Brookie do it. So she doesn't want to be contained. And if she's not contained, she's a little wild woman. So she's like a little banshee running through the woods. And that's not really conducive for wildlife coming in close. So.
Well, I got a deer for her spotted this year.
And, really?
Yeah, and it's down there in your area where you learned to judge distance, down there by Willow.
So. Stop it. I still haven't learned anything.
And it's got two main beams on one side.
Really? Can we just talk about this? Because I feel like you hint and tiptoe around this issue every time and you never actually tell the story.
I'm just throwing it out there in the air. You know, you have a place to stay down there, but the only rule is you got to take Brooklyn with you.
She's almost there. But I will tell you this: never again in my life as a hunter will I ever go to a new place and not really scope it out ahead of time before daylight. That will bite you in the butt.
Well, are you throwing that in my face for some reason?
You don't know the area, and you don't know how I mark distance by looking at things. Like, I'll measure, that tree is whatever, that fence is whatever. I had never walked out in those fields, so when this massive buck comes out, I assume it's well over 100, 150 yards. But I did it, my excuse. I wasn't sure because I had never been over there. I'd never even been over that hill to know what was over there. Little did I know that buck was well within shooting distance with my muzzleloader. That's what I learned.
Yeah, because I think I don't remember what that exact post was that you posted on Facebook on your way home. Something about, I don't even remember. Anyway, it was pretty funny. But that, and I'm sorry.
An excuse, I'm sure. I come up with excuses.
Yeah, you had one, but they... That's why I'm saying you need to take Brooklyn with you, because she's got a rangefinder.
She does. She's got a very handy rangefinder that was gifted to us by somebody.
And then your guide BJ, he should have done a little better job, but I'm not going to blame him. He doesn't know no better. And so,
listen, I've never hunted with a guide, so I will take full responsibility for my actions.
Yeah, and then Ruger. Ripto, he's chomping at the bit because he owes you a guide service, a guided hunt, and he's chomping at the bit, and you ought to see that kid now. This is his first year as padded football, and he is heck on wheels. I mean, he's at the bottom of every pile, and it's pretty good. But, yeah, that standing offer with Ruger still up there, and all he wants is your autograph. But, actually, he said he
did. Down date.
Yeah, I'm just send them to me. We're good. And Ruger wants to give you his autograph too. So.
Oh, I got his autograph picture on my desk in case you didn't know.
Oh, you got it? Oh, that's what Kelly sent you. Never mind. I'm good. I forgot about that. And I got some great news to tell you about my grandson.
Okay. Let me know.
He's in the Marines, just like BJ was, and he got promoted. Uh-huh. To corporal yesterday, and he's in North Carolina learning how to work on those big old Marine helicopters, and he's doing good. And
that's incredible.
I'm very proud of him. And he.
Well, congrats to you. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, you know who his mentor is, don't you?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. Come on, Beej.
Oh. He's in great hands.
Yeah, you think? It's kind of scary. Well, I was also, before we get on to some weather with you, because we got some time left, I was looking on your social media, and this 7-year-old Eli, that you posted a picture of him and his buck.
Yes.
That's a big boy.
Man, isn't it?
That was... Yeah, that's a great kill for opening weekend, or a great, you know.
I have seen several, and, you know, since I posted that, I've had so many, and I just haven't had a chance to go through. I always feel bad, because I love posting people's pictures, and I love, you know, giving them attention for what they've done and been able to accomplish. I have not had time to get on there and do that and to post more, but I had several more after that sent in, and several women that have sent in some very big deer from opening weekend.
Uh-huh. Well,
some people have been very lucky.
Well, I haven't been yet, but I just started actually looking Sunday and scouting, and it looks pretty good. So it looks like
golfed on opening weekend. You were golfing.
Hey, it was important. You know, it was very important because it was the OU Sooners from, except for one of the 16-member team. He wore fluorescent, or some kind of fluorescent orange, but it was the Sarah, Oklahoma golf course taking on the Shamrock, Texas golf course in a Ryder Cup. And there's no way that we're going to let those Longhorns, Aggies, and Red Raiders keep our trophy. So,
okay, well,
it's important.
I guess, yeah, sounds important.
Are you going to watch the OU Texas game this weekend?
That is my plan.
Okay, I'm just making sure you.
Yep, for sure.
Up to snuff. Have you and Tyler been hunting yet?
I was aware it was happening. So I have not been yet. I had my priorities are out of whack. I had all kinds of other things I had to do as well. But Tyler did go and sit, and he saw some very nice deer out of my stand. So I'm hoping to go either tomorrow night, maybe tomorrow night and Thursday night.
Oh, cool.
It's my plan.
So you're going to have to get home early from the show and get a nap so you ain't wore out when you get to the station next morning, huh?
Yeah, usually this time of year, I just go with no sleep. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what, if you want to hunt, that's what you got to do. Quail season is opening here in about, 30 days, so I'm pumped for that. My dog, she's got a injured big pad on her right front leg, and we've been struggling to get it repaired, but I noticed she's limping, limping less now. We soaked it in Epsom salt yesterday, and looks like it's healing up a little better, because if their front paws are hurting, they're worthless hunting.
Poor little thing.
She's all right. She's tough. I don't know what she did. And then she comes in Sunday with blood all over her right side of her face, and her nose is all tore up. Now, I don't know what she took on, but it looks like she lost. And it was... Yep. So that's what you get for having hunting dogs. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank you for the two rain showers last week.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you were sick during the first one, so I'm not sure you had anything to do with it, but we'll take whatever we got. And these farmers are just thanking the good Lord because they had a lot of wheat dusted in. The wheat pasture's growing, some better than others right now, depending on when you got the rain, because not the whole area got the first rain, but the second area, I think everybody got some, but there's new alfalfa up, lots of wheat and rye up, and they're starting to dig peanuts, and the cotton is opening, and there's some people defoliating their cotton already. I got a text before the show. Some people right here close to Elk City, Spencer Smith, they're defoliating. So it's not going to be that long till peanut harvest and cotton harvest are going full bore ahead.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. You got any good news?
It's that time of year.
It is. Have you got any good news for us in the weather coming up?
Well, I think so because... the next several days are hot. You just got it to wash. In fact, back in western Oklahoma, even up to Texas Panhandle, 90s, mid, even some upper 90s into the weekend, close to record highs. But it doesn't last. Sunday, a cold front moves in. That front looks mostly dry. The next storm, midweek next week, is still looking very potent. May even bring severe storms. The good thing about thunderstorms and that type of convection is it does bring very heavy rain. So exactly where that sits up, still to be determined. It's still well over a week away. But the pattern changes big time next week. We'll get several cold fronts, one of them pretty strong. So it's going back into an active pattern after this kind of little mini heat wave we're about to go through. That's good news, I think.
Yes, ma'am. It's great news.
And I just kind of slipped those record highs under the rug and the wind under the rug.
I seen that. 94 degrees and 92 degrees and winds howling probably 20, 30 miles an hour this weekend.
Yeah.
It'd be a good day to stay inside and watch OU and Texas play. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, not good for hunting, that's for sure.
All right. And then what else? I got something else to pick on you about. Oh, you're... Your post and your deal on the news or on your weather of willow getting 1.58 inches, that was off the mezzanet, I guess.
Yeah,
because I only got a half inch.
Here we go.
I kind of thought of your boss when you did that.
Happens no matter what I do. I cannot tell you how much. I can tell you how much it rained at one single point. You get 4 inches away from that point, I can't tell you how much it rained. But at that rain gauge, that is how much they got.
Yeah, that's well, and I seen somebody answered you on social media. They don't even have a mezzanine at Willow, and I was like, oh, here we go. So, but hey, we did get a rain.
But they do have a lot. There are people, and people sent me rain gauge pictures like crazy. And so, and it varies so much, you know, depending on who has that thunderstorm for how long and who's right under the updraft or the downdraft. Or, you know, there's so many different reasons why someone gets heavy rain and someone doesn't. And the people that don't are always mad.
Well, the first rain that came through last week while you were sick, you know, where, you know how far that place is from where you hunted to where Mangum is. You can see, almost see Mangum from there. And they got 3 inches and I didn't get a drop. So that's the bummer of watching.
Yeah,
the
No, it is. That's how hit and miss it is. I mean, that's just how it is. Until you get into more of like a stratiform rain, which is, you know, just much more even than these thunderstorms, then someone's going to get it and someone's not. That's just, unfortunately, how it goes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
I guess you were one of the have-nots.
I was one of the have-nots, and I'm going to let you slide on the 1.58 at Willow. And there's a guy texting in, or a person, I don't know if it's a guy or not, sorry, wanted to tell you that they had mountain lions back in Dewey County back in the late 90s, and I know they had them in Roger Mills County, and I know I seen tracks in 2009 in Roger Mills County, and if you take your hand and make a paw, bend your fingers on it, I had a fairly decent sized hand, I could put it inside that paw. And it was a wet track walking down the road. He's probably going to see if the county was mowing their right of ways or whatever. But that's a big cat. Big old mountain lion.
Oh, that's massive.
It's massive. It's a big mountain lion. We was hunting in Utah one time, and we was hunting in knee-high snow looking for the elk. And we walked to the top of this plateau, walked out to the end, just looking, glassing, and come back, and they was mountain lion tracks in our footprints.
That's eerie.
That made my hair stand up. So, yeah, that's not cool deals, but, well, you keep a diary of what you do the next week hunting, and we'll talk about it next Tuesday, and we'll compare
notes. I will.
We'll compare notes.
I will. I think that would be awesome. Yeah, you do that too. And the mountain lion thing, I mean, I have no doubt that they're here, no doubt that they've been here. I have a picture with my family. We were on our property in Creek County, and with a film, like the, I can't think what it's called. That's how old I am now. The cameras that you take that actually have film. What's it called, the film?
8mm.
8mm, yes. Not 8mm.
That's not really 8, old. 30, 30. VHS.
Not 8mm.
VHS.
Anyway, No, it's like 33.
You're the TV person. You tell me.
Listen, I've been up since 1, Jimmy. Anyway, the film camera is back from when the 90s. We have a picture from that, from our property, of a mountain lion.
Oh.
So.
They're here.
So, to all the people that come at me every time I post a picture saying, well, duh, we've got them here. Well, I'm not saying we don't have them here. I'm actually showing you that we do have them here.
Yeah, because the pictures of them are very rare that are real pictures.
Right, well, exactly. And a trail cam picture is not common, you know.
Wait till I send you my picture of Bigfoot next week. I got one on trail camera here this week.
Yeah. Hey, I believe anything.
Oh, I do too. Hey, will you also do me one favor before I let you go? Will you be sure and tell your partner in crime at the station, Mr. Justin?
Yes. Yeah.
Will you tell him we appreciate him posting this stuff on social media? He just bought a half a beef. And we've really been pushing that on the show of people to buy local beef from a local producer and have it processed locally. And he made my day when I seen that last night.
Oh, I'll tell him that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And tell him if anybody up there needs some contacts to buy local beef or get it processed, I'm your man because I know lots of people in our area and we have great beef. I have people from Edmond and Oklahoma City buying beef from me all the time. So anyway.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll do that.
So anyway, and if you don't shoot any deer this year, I got some beef I'll sell you. So.
Deal.
All right, Lacey, thank you so much. And we missed you the last 2 weeks. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. So good to talk to you. Have a good one.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
You're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO. That was Lacey Swope, Channel 9 meteorologist from Oklahoma City. She joins us most every Tuesday if she's not sick or in Colorado or hunting or something. But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk some more ag news today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 4th. 1,136 head were sold. 15 head of steers at 539 brought 137. 19 at 666 brought 136.50. 12 at 782 brought 150.50. 47 at 826 brought 150.25. 26 at 935 brought 140.75. 8 head of heifers at 351 brought 135. 23 at 494 brought 132.50. 4 at 549 brought 123. 27 at 771 brought 136. 19 at 822 brought 135.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 69, bred cows 610 to 1035, butcher bulls brought 71 to 93. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40 exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Broadcasting live.
3, 2, 1, action!
Hey everybody, Sean Wilkin here again live at Paul Jones Drug Care You Can Trust. They're brand new digs here at 809 North Main Street here in Elk City. But since 1901, Paul Jones Drug has been providing medical assistance through pharmaceuticals, and they've got over-the-counter drugs, they've got prescription medication. They even have compounding opportunities here, folks, which means they can specifically customize this medication for you with your doctor's orders. Again, you need to come on down and check out all the great things that are happening here at Paul Jones. And check out these great burgers. The Jeff Waters is out there just toiling over the flames. And Rocky Andreessen out there talking to him right now. So, again, it's a party. Come on down. Paul Jones Drug. It's care you can trust. And even more, it's people you can trust. I'm telling you straight up, that's why my family is... I've been a long, lifelong members of Paul Jones Drug here and users, customers. I invite you to come on down and check out the difference. You'll see what separates Paul Jones Drug. Again, it is care you can trust. Two locations or two drive-through windows here for you. Again, they'll still deliver free in the Elk City area. They do all kinds of other services as well. Rodney Skinner is going to come up here and tell us that there's an open enrollment going on right now. Rodney, tell me about that.
Well, it actually starts, I believe, October 15th. It's Medicare Part D open enrollment. It goes through December 7th. Of course, if you're newly turning 65, your open enrollment is going to be a little bit longer than that, I think 6 months. But it's the service we provide. So if you're not sure which Med D plan to enroll in, come down, talk to one of our staff, Micah, Gina, or myself. We'll figure out which plans for you are best for you, save you the most money, and get you into that plan. Easy, free service, probably takes 10 to 15 minutes. It's a service we're happy to provide. It helps a lot of patients.
So Medicare Plan Part D, you guys can send people where they need to go, what serves them best.
Absolutely, and that's what it's about. At the end of the day, your Med D plans are solely based on which prescriptions you take, and you need to evaluate those every single year. There's always a potential for savings, so why not come down, take a look? It's for free, and we can check it out for you.
And you have the history for those customers here as well.
Absolutely. And it's been good for a lot of patients. They've been able to save a lot of money, and because I understand medicines aren't cheap, and we need to do everything we can to give them ability to take the medicines they need to have.
You got some flu shots available here too.
Absolutely. So we're doing all sorts of vaccinations. We don't just do flu shots, but we do travel vaccines, of course, COVID vaccines. But it's that time of year. We've got them in stock. Come down. We'll get you in and out of here pretty quick.
Let the pros do it. Rodney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Paul Jones Drug Care, you can trust right here at 809 North Main Street in Elk City. There's, like I said, Rocky and Linda Andreessen still hanging out with those high school girls. There's Linda. Again, thanks, folks. Paul Jones Drug, you're listening to 96.5 KECO. Back to more of Today in Ag with Cousin Yumi.
Hey, thanks, Sean. See you in a little bit.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, we're back. I apologize for talking with Lacey so long. It happens. We are going to talk about a little bit about the Elk City Livestock Auction and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Elk City, last Friday, they was 1,490 head. And just briefly looking over their sale sheet and the one from Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, looks like heavier calves are steady, but the lighter weights were the ones that was a little bit down last Friday and yesterday. At Elk City, we had Shamrock. There was 21 steers from there. Average weight was 446 to 170. They were bringing 170, 50 per hundredweight. And then we had 18 from Willow weighing 490, $1.63. And then we had 21 from Foss. Average weight, 614. They were cutter bulls, 123.50. And what else we got? Oh, from Wheeler, we got 16 head, average weight, $635, $1.45 per hundred. On the heifer side, we had 20 from Mobidi, average weight, $488, $1.35.50. We had 10 from Cheyenne, $618, $1.37. And then there was 16 from Wellington at $1.27, $75 per hundred weight. Butcher cows were up to $76.50 per hundred weight. Butcher bulls up to $90 per hundred weight. Bred cows were bringing up to $14.10, and pairs brought up to $16.50. At the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction there on I-40 east of Clinton, there was 1,136 head there yesterday. Like I said, the lighter weights were lower, but the heavy weights were staying steady. So here's 46 from Carnegie, average weight 685 on the steer side, $1.56.50 per hundredweight. Cheyenne, 47 head, average weight on the steers was 826, $1.50 and $1.50.25 per hundredweight. That's pretty nice. On the heifer side, we got Hydro, 23 head, $494 on the average, $1.32.50. Weatherford, 14 head, $612 on the average weight, brought $1.39.50. And then Mount View, they was 19 head, weighing $822, brought $1.35.50. Their butcher cows over there was $69, up to $69 per hundred weight. Butcher bulls, $93 per hundred weight up to there. Bred cows, they had a few in there yesterday, bringing up to $1,035 per head. Well, that's my update on the livestock market. And remember, tomorrow is the Hobart Stockyards. Call Mr. Rex Fleming down there for any of your buying or selling needs. He'll take care of you. And then Friday, Elk City Livestock Auction. And then the Monday, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Sell local if you can. Keep everything local. You can haul them big loads off to El Reno and other places, but if you get a chance, sell local, help our local business, keep it local, and we'll go from there. Well, I'm going to take a short break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about Tuesday heydays, some pricing, and also I have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger, and for Forget tomorrow. Kent Watkins will be in here from SEI Agritech to talk about soil health. And then Thursday, I've got David Knowles from the Oklahoma Peanut Council. Peanut harvest is underway. It's not full bore yet, but he's going to be talking about that. And then Monday, I have a special guest in here from Ouachita County, and she has been doing really good in FFA. So I want to talk about that a little later on and give you guys a surprise on my surprise guest Monday. So it's going to be fun. You're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every trust is a little bit different. Some of them, those assets may need to grow because they've got to take care of somebody for a lot of years. Sometimes those assets need to maintain or they need to just support a certain lifestyle. There's lots of different objectives for trusts, and what we do is we determine what the objective is for each trust, and then we do our very best to manage the assets in that trust to achieve that objective. I'm Nan Shiblum, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also, Master Hand Milling and Smart Lick Tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Broadcasting live.
3, 2, 1, action!
We are broadcasting live. This will be our final break here at Paul Jones Drug. It was their grand reopening, their open house right here at their brand new facility on North Main Street here. It's, if you haven't been out on North Main Street here in a while in Elk City, it's kind of becoming like a little Edmond. It looks so nice, the nice buildings, and Paul Jones Drug, their building is fantastic as well. Plenty of parking. This little young lady got her a balloon. She is on the top of the world. Again, folks, we're glad that everybody came down. There's still food, so if you want to get down here, we still have some hamburgers, we still have some hot dogs, still have some of this good tea right here at Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City. Again, since 1901, folks, you're not in business that long for by accident. You're in business that long because you understand that the business you're in is about people, about their kids and their grandkids and their grandparents and the parents. Everybody and anybody, Paul Jones Drug, understands you need the care you can trust, and they're ready to give it to you. Plus, it's this brand-new facility here, and I can tell you straight up, this is a pharmacy that if you needed something after hours, you could call them and you could make it. They make it happen for you. They understand that life is hectic. And again, they want to talk to you about the open enrollment starting October the 15th of Medicare Plan D. For our older folks listening right now, that is a very, very important aspect. And for them to be able to guide you in the right direction, that makes it even that much easier. Again, thank you to Rodney Skinner and the owners and operators here of Paul Jones Drug and all the gals here for even Gina getting on the radio and making it happen, getting herself a $100 bill. I made about $30 doing this remote. Atta girl, I'm going to have to get a loan from her. But again, folks, so happy to have Paul Jones Drug as part of Western Oklahoma, about Elk City, and a great partner in our pharmaceuticals.
You can get the care you can trust here at Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City. For everyone here, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening, and I promise we'll talk again. Have yourself a great day.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
I'm back. I'm just having a little fun on the text line. We got things going on. You'll have to excuse my... I'm not Drew Cobb. I can't rattle them tabs on this computer board while I'm talking on the radio. It's not happening. It ain't going to happen anyway, so I'm having a little fun there with some cow-calf stuff going on, sale barn stuff going on. And you're very correct. That one listener that I got text in with Tubby and Brandon over there at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they bring the buyers in. And so that's a good thing going on over there. Our Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger looks pretty good. And you heard Lacey. Looks like the cold fronts are going to start coming in next week. And one of them might be some heavy rain because it's going to be some heavy thunderstorms. You know, this, you know, weather's a prediction, and I see it all the time. Everybody, well, they said we was going to get 4 inches. Well, it's a prediction, and they're wrong sometimes. So anyway, but Lacey, I believe in her. So you guys just hang on to your weather forecast for next week and enjoy what you have this week, because I'm going to go cut some hay down so it'll dry before all those cold fronts start coming in next week. But currently we have 80 degrees. The wind is now out of the east-southeast at 8 miles per hour. Wind gust up to 14 miles an hour. And the Nathan Brewer dew point is 46. High today is 82. Tomorrow's 83. Thursday is 87. That's when the winds start to pick up a little bit. And then Friday, 94 degrees with gusty south-southwest winds at 9 to 20 miles an hour. So they're calling for 9 to 20 miles an hour. It's going to be probably somewhere around 30 miles an hour. Saturday, they have breezy in the forecast at 94 degrees and for a high, and said south winds 12 to 23 miles an hour with gusts up to 30, 35 miles an hour. So get some stuff done, and things are going to dry out. And if it's going to dry out like that, it's going to dry out the top of our wheat ground, and we're going to need that rain she's talking about next week to replenish some moisture in the ground. So, well, today is Hay Day Tuesday, and I got about 3 or 4 minutes to talk about that. Do not forget, tomorrow at the Sarah Park, they're going to be serving dinner over there, and all the proceeds will be going to Jason York, who's been diagnosed with cancer. So, please, if you're in the Sarah area or you got plans to go to Sarah, stop by the park starting at 11 o'clock. It doesn't look like there's a deadline. They didn't give me one, but it would be appreciated if you guys help out Jason York with this food deal they're cooking, the food truck they're cooking there with in Sayre Park tomorrow. So anyway, go by there and see him, please. The average alfalfa hay price during August hiked to $206 per ton, which was the highest monthly average since August of 2014. Not only was the August hay price historically high, but it also came during a time of the year when hay prices generally decline. And I've noticed that on the hay market, everything's been, even if just a couple dollars a ton, it's been steadily going up the last 2 months. And I think there's a market out there, mainly because those guys up there in North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Washington, California, Arizona, and New Mexico, they're still in a severe drought, and they're probably, if they haven't sold their cows and they're wanting to hold on to them, they're buying hay. But also, we got into a month long there that it was looking pretty dry and nothing was going on, so maybe some of our locals started buying some hay up to stockpile in case we have a bad winter like they're predicting. But like I said, it's a prediction, so we'll see what's going on. Lacey won't even talk to me about this winter. She's, I ain't going there. So anyway, she's pretty hard-headed about things sometimes. The August alfalfa price was $5 above the previous month and $34 higher than it was a year ago. It was the ninth consecutive month that alfalfa price posted a month-over-month gain in USDA's agriculture prices report. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa increased $6 per ton to $238. That's a whopping $46 higher than it was a year ago. And I was looking at some of the hay prices going back to 2011, and they got a graph in here that I'm looking at. 2014 and 2015, it got up to 200 and this is average alfalfa, not the premium, got up to $230 a ton. And actually, and then other hay peaked then. And other hay, I'm guessing sorghum, grass, the whole nine yards here. They didn't specify. But it looks like it's been fairly steady over the last 10 years. Had a little downfall there in 2016 and 17, but we were getting lots of rain then, and so there wasn't probably a lot of hay needed. And then 2019, it peaked, and as of right now, in the grass and other hays, it's almost back up to what it was. So four states registered double-digit month-over-month alfalfa prices, and that was Montana, Michigan, Ohio, and the other state was Oklahoma. It actually dropped in price. So I'm not biting into that because I've seen some high price. Anybody's needing any hay, I know where there's some at. But overall, hay prices are up. Grass, the whole nine yards are up. And so anyway, looks good for selling hay. And need to buy you some, get some bought up before it gets too high, because it looks like it's creeping up pretty good. Anybody needing to buy or sell, they can always text in on the Ag Line. Well, it's been a great day. It's been a busy one. Had a live remote going to my show. That's the first one that I actually had to control, and I want to thank Drew Kopp for his help. You guys have a great day, and God bless. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
A call for government action to rein in Facebook. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Whistleblower Francis Haugen tells a Senate panel the company is toxic on a number of fronts and puts profits ahead of people.
My fear is that without action, divisive and extremist behaviors we see today are only the beginning.
She argues Facebook won't change on its own.
In response to Haugen's claims, Facebook's director of policy and communications said in part, "Every day our teams have to balance protecting the ability of billions of people to express themselves openly with the need to keep our platform safe and positive."
Fox Business's Jackie DeAngelis.